Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Dual Survival here on RBN and the second half of our show. And this is where our callers get to call in. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We can discuss what we've been talking about this morning or anything you'd like to talk about. So give us a call. All right, guys. You want to continue on your
wrap up hyperinflation? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rick, let's explain to people why what's happening will ultimately, not maybe, but will ultimately cause hyperinflation.
Other than the fact that it's planned, of course, but go ahead.
Well, no, what it is, folks, when something is, I think I said this last week, when something is in short supply, it's worth more. When we've got an overabundance of something, it's worth less. What's going to happen is when all these dollars start floating back to the U.S. because of treasury sales, because of people buying yuan instead of buying dollars to do their international settlements with, when these things start happening in full earnest, well, actually, they already are, I'd say, wouldn't you, Rick? They're already going gangbusters on this.
They are that, and I want to interject in a few minutes the missing $21 trillion, which is in addition to the $21
trillion
that the government admits. The current
$21 trillion they admit.
So as you're talking about extra dollars, there's even twice as many as horrible. I don't know what two times horrible is. Oh, it's horribler. That's where it is, horribler. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, it's good you did. But anyway, folks, when all these dollars start coming back here to good old USA, there's going to be an overabundance of dollars, which is going to make each dollar buying power get reduced. Now, since 1913, the dollar is down to, what is it, 3.4 cents, Rick?
Yeah, somewhere right there, yeah.
All right. Folks, look at it to be zero point something in a relatively short period of time. In other words,
I think that can never happen here.
Oh, no, it can never happen in the U.S., can it?
Of course,
ten years ago, I would have said it couldn't happen in Venezuela either.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, that's because there was a direct flight from Paris to Venezuela on a Concorde jet because they had it going on. I mean, they were the place to be. And, you know.
Oh, I agree. I was in Venezuela in the late 70s, and it was beautiful, Rick.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, it probably still is if you've got body armor and a couple of heavily armed men with you. But, yeah, but so hyperinflation looks like, you know, what has happened so many times throughout history in other countries, not here yet, I think prepping is all about, you know, not saying it can't happen here, but just admitting the possibility that it could puts you in a whole new situation. So when these dollars, and we got 40 countries not using the dollar, and China and Russia getting together and calling for a worldwide moratorium on the dollar, the dollar only represents at this point 61% of the currencies being held, and it's dropping steadily.
Mm-hmm.
So while
it is dropping steadily, yes.
Yeah, we're at 61%, but and we've got $21 trillion in debt, and most of that is phony printed money. And then Mark Skidmore, I think is his name, using publicly disclosed information from HUD and the DOD, using stuff off the internet, his adventurers, his investigative team, financial experts, located the other $21 trillion in missing money And when he called the DOD and HUD and said, hey, you want to tell us where the other $21 trillion went, they scrubbed the Internet. So
and classified it.
Yeah, maybe, so, yeah, and they said it's a matter of national security. You can't know
right.
this. And so not only, I mean, if you were concerned about our debt at $21 trillion, how do you feel about it at $42 trillion? Yeah, is
exactly.
that worse or not for you? And I
well,
guess if
here's
you're
the
cognitive
whole thing.
Business, what's the difference?
You know, and I don't know how many of our listeners know this, so I've said it on the air several times over the past 15 years. The debt is fake and artificial.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know how many people know this, though. The way it works, simplified, folks, the Fed generates money by selling bonds.
Well, there's okay. Well, that's debt. Yeah, debt, right.
Right, debt. They're selling debt. They loan the money they get to the bonds for the bonds to the Treasury. Now, these bonds are created out of thin air, but the Treasury has to pay back the Federal Reserve, a group of privately owned banks, privately held banks. I'm sure some of them are public, too. And the Fed has to pay back in real hard, cold cash. Yeah, they got to pay back something that was created out of thin air. Now, Rick, you can shoot me down on this or tell me I'm right. But if I understand things correctly, the charter on the Fed ran out over 5 years ago.
Oh.
Now,
yeah, it did, and the Fed was never legal in the first place. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So I have a feeling that by executive order, Trump could simply do away with the Fed if they didn't kill him before the ink was dry. And
well, there's that, of course.
Well, yeah. You know, look what Kennedy tried to do, and he was dead within a week.
Oh, he's not the only one. I mean, Gaddafi and all
right.
those people tried it, and they're all dead. You don't get
exactly.
very long after you mess with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And
very
the other
true.
Thing I would say, and of course, Manarino brought up a very, very interesting situation with regard to just exactly this. This morning, in yesterday's market wrap-up, and said, you know, even though the Donald basically campaigned on audit the Fed and end the Fed, he said, and he was actually, he was whacked out yesterday after the seesaw thing, but with the markets, but said that at the end of Trump's tenure, in another 2 years, the Fed will still be at the top of the food chain, even though we've got people like Q and all these people saying, you know, that he's going to go after them. And it appears that for the moment, and this is Manarino's take on it, is that
right.
he won't, that he can't. And it's anybody's guess. I mean, so which leaves us with a phony banking system. Basically, what it leaves us with is kind of a New World Order master that we thought we were getting rid of.
Well, Rick, you know, I'm not arguing with Greg, but he's young.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You and I have seen things that throughout our lives that they said could never happen occur.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, we've seen this throughout our lives. You know, oh, it can't happen. It won't happen. We've seen it happen. Now, if Trump really goes through, and if the rumors are true, if Trump administration pressures the Justice Department to actually start draining the swamp, there
really
would
well,
be a lot less hindrances to him doing what needs to be done. And
well,
quite simply
people
spoken,
being arrested.
Yeah, but what needs to be done, in my opinion, is for the Fed to be resolved. There is no duty on behalf of the United States to repudiate the debt. The only person we owe that debt to is the Federal Reserve. You know, and the Federal Reserve is not part of the U.S. government.
No, they're not.
So,
I guess they're too big to fail, I suppose.
Well, all right, let's talk about this for a second. Let's say that through advocation of the Federal Reserve System, the debt is repudiated. Okay, let's just say it is. All these people throughout worldwide and governments that own T-bills are going to be really, really pissed.
Well,
understandably so.
Well, yeah, but except
the bottom line is,
when you lend somebody your money,
no,
it can't. And anytime you lend somebody who's insolvent your money, you shouldn't expect a return.
I agree.
That's childish. Well, that's,
and we've been insolvent for what, 18, 20 years at least?
Well, you remember when I said that bad ideas have victims and not consequences?
Right.
This is a self-inflicted wound. You did it to yourself by loaning crazy people your money. So what do you
I agree.
What did you think was gonna what did you think was gonna happen? We've got a government that's 21 to 42 trillion in debt, and you're gonna buy a bond from them? I don't know. I mean, I may love you, but I will never understand your insanity.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, that's the reason I think you're gonna see a huge jump in both gold and silver. Just as soon as people actually figure out what's going on. Now, my guess is, what do you think, Rick? 10 to 20% of the population has a pretty good handle on what's going on? I know our listeners do. But, you know, the average guy on the street can't even tell you who the head of the Federal Reserve is.
Right. Well, we said this last week that if only 1.5% of the population owns anything looking like a precious metal, how many people are awake? Now, with respect to that, I would say there is the movement, which was actually started by a gay guy, and I appreciate his attitude, called hashtag walk away. And the hashtag walk away movement is the Dems, or people who thought they were Dems, liberals, looking at this Pocahontas and Clinton and all these people calling for civil unrest, in fact, violence, and saying, "This, I never signed on for this. I don't want to be a part of this. Probably these people are socially liberal, but, you know, doesn't mean they're violent, does it? But looking at what's going on and saying, man, I don't want to be a part of it, assaulting people in restaurants. That's not what I am. And so
if people want to know what's going on today or what's coming, look at Russia, 1917 or prior, actually like starting about 1914, look at what went on there and compare it with what we're seeing today. You know, people being ostracized, people being attacked in public venues because of their political views. What happened in Russia 100 years ago? That's all I got to say,
The brown shirts did it. Yeah, the brown shirts did it less than 100 years ago in Germany. But
yeah, more like 75,
it always follows the same pattern. And really, when it comes to this kind of thing, I don't know that there's anything brand new under the sun. The Antifa movement is actually an antique. There was an Antifa before, and here it is again. It's another recycled rerun, and the only reason they can bring it out here is because these young people know nothing of history. They don't do any homework, and
the same as 80 years ago, Rick.
Right. Oh,
did you know that?
Yes, it is the exact same logo, and that's why I say you can recycle. You can pull this stunt on these people because all you got to do is wait until a magic trick is forgotten, and then it's brand new again. So, and then there's a certain kind of human, though, maybe like you and me and our listeners, who take a look at that and say, this is a rerun of I Love Lucy. I don't necessarily want to see Ricky back his Airstream trailer off the cliff one more time. So I'm going to change the channel and look for something fresh. And, you know, there's a certain intelligence in not watching reruns. And certainly not hooking your spiritual and financial wagon to it. For God's sake, don't do that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? We got one of our buddies on the phone, Rick. We got Jerry in Texas.
There he is.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, I just, FYI,
Yeah.
If you've got a piece of property and you want to build you a house and any outbuildings, including barns, don't put it on absolute flat level property. Get something that's got just a little bit of drain. We bought this place, oh goodness, 13, 14 years ago. And it had a little house and a little barn on it. And we got a pretty good deal on it, so we decided, a pretty good price, so we bought it. And you couldn't find a more level piece of property.
Okay.
Because the past 4 days, 13 inches of rainfall.
Oh, man.
We need pontoons. It flooded the barn. I've got goats knee-deep and, you know, they're whatever. I mean, it's just FYI. If you decide to build something, get just a little bit of drainage. And I've been in construction all my life, you know. Oh, and most times we built homes strictly. It wasn't nothing unusual to have three to 5-6 foot on the low side that you had to build the foundation up to be able to build on, you know. And I said, gee, that's flat. Perfect. This is cool. But anyway, just FYI. Rick,
you don't got water in your house, do you, Jerry?
No. It just, we got to run through the water to get to the barn, you know. The house is, you know, built up high enough that we don't have a problem. But it just, you know, it gets slushy. It gets to be a hog walla, if you will.
Yeah, I understand. We've been there before here, and here we're on a slope. But still, you know, you have 12, 14 inches of rain in a three-day period. It's still, you know, pus and mud.
But anyway, just for those that are thinking about building and looking for property or whatever, just a word of advice. Rick, you gave your age away. You're 60-something. How old are you?
Oh, yeah. 68.
How old are you? 68.
68. Last Saturday.
Now, and he looks like he's only 50, though, Jerry.
I'm serious. Yeah,
you got to keep moving.
I should be so lucky. You know, I started getting gray hair when I was in my 20s.
We call that credibility here. We call that instant credibility. Credibility in a can.
Okay.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I'll remember that, and I'll give them information, contact information.
Yeah, do that.
You can verify
I can get a note. I can get a note from the teacher,
Well, you're old enough to remember the oil embargo in the 70s. And how
That was nice.
Yeah.
Waiting in line.
Interest rates jumped through the roof. You know.
Thank you, Mr. Waiter.
Gas went up to 55 cents a gallon.
And more. But, you know, people that are old enough to remember that tend to forget. We've had that in 1987.
I remember that, too.
Yeah. People take back. And, folks, if you remember how hard it was, I was in oil patch. I got out of oil patch in the early 80s, and I made good money. Went into real estate and some investments and, you know, this sort of thing. When it hit the fan here, I couldn't find a job to sweep the gutters. There was no jobs to be had. You know, and if it hadn't been for wife, a woman can find a job easier than a man could here in Texas, believe it or not, and a well-paying job. But, think about those two particular eras and how tough it is. That's just a sampling of what we're facing if it hits the proverbial fan.
Oh, man.
Right.
That's right.
Well, actually, that will be like both of those times will be like a cakewalk, Jerry.
Yeah, those would be the good old days.
That's right.
If you take that situation and then throw in what everybody's calling for, which is ridiculous amounts of civil unrest, you're not even going to want to go to work because you're just going to get shot. Just going to get shot. Try to stay there, Jerry. Don't go away.
Yeah, don't go away, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're talking with Jerry in Texas right now, so go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, back about what happened in the 70s and then in the 80s. What I remember, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, in the 70s, we had high interest rate inflation. And the cost
I had a 12% loan on my house.
Hey, you got the same thing on our first house.
Yeah, 17% would be
here.
Yeah.
I was in the home construction business when it hit in the 70s. Interest rates, home mortgages, was between 16% and 20% here.
That was the credit rate. Yeah, that'll shut the market down. Nobody will buy a house like
that. Yeah. Yeah, money was available if you could afford it. In the 80s, the money wasn't available here in Texas. Right. They just dried up the money market, period. It didn't matter.
Right.
You know, if you had something as collateral that was worth four times what you wanted to borrow, they just didn't have it. They refused to give it to you. So,
it's a liquidity problem.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was really serious. I want to make a segue here, 180 degrees, if you will.
Sure.
Tim, you stood in for John Moore here several months ago on a Friday with Tom Berryhill. Now, all of a sudden, I want to call Tom Berryhill Tom Baudet. I've been doing that for 2 days now, but anyway.
We'll keep the light on for you.
Hey, that's where I'm going with this. About 3 weeks ago now, about three Saturdays ago today, I went in and took, tested for my hams license, and, I'm not the sharpest pencil in the drawer. I'm one of these that really needs an eraser on both ends. But anyway, I passed my tech and I passed my general. Did exceptionally well. I missed four on my tech and only two on my general. And I'm sitting here now studying for my extra. I have learned more studying this and what have you than I have learned in years. Some of this stuff it makes so much sense. Even these cell phones. It explains this. And Tom is just he's just a barrel of information. But my point being is everybody needs to get their tech and general. It gives you so much more deal. And I think if you can pass your tech, you can go ahead and I know you can pass your general and probably your extra also. It's the tech to me was the hardest. But you can get in for as little or as much as you want to in radio. Right. I've got right now, all I've got is one of the little Bofang handy talkies. There's a repeater about, I guess it's about 12 miles from here. And I hit it.
Right.
Now I live in a house that's got a metal roof and metal siding, and it's an 8-foot porch all the way around the roof. So I'm basically in a Faraday cage. I don't have a ham shack. I've got a ham radio window because I have to stand in the window to talk, hit that repeater, or go outside.
Right.
You know. So, but I want to put this message out to everybody. Get your license. There's several websites. I use this ham test online. It costs, I think it's $19 for a 2-year subscription. It gives you, it's a very interactive study. It gives you the information, gives you test questions. You can take sample tests. You can do all sorts of stuff on it. You can learn just absorb it. But, folks, everybody that has, as Tom said, everybody that has a radio has their license. They're their own entity. So long as you got power to charge up your batteries or power up your equipment, nobody's going to cut you off. They may jam you, but they're not. You're going to be able to communicate. We don't have to be dependent on somebody else or some infrastructure out there. And
Most of these handy talkies will go a good 2 miles, and I'm all for that. But you won't get any outside information like that. But you can talk. You can talk to your posse with them, and that's nice.
Yeah. Well, folks, I've had I don't know what kind of equipment, but since I started listening to this repeater. But there is people that's hitting this particular repeater as far as 40 miles away various things, you know. And this is 2 meter. This is 2 meter. This is no high frequency, you know. So if you've got, and this handy talkie, I can do simplex about 10 miles. Of course, it depends on where I'm at, 5 watt. But, hey, it's better than not having any information at all, and you can get whatever you want and pick up AM, FM, broadcast.
Hey, Jerry, we got a break. We got a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
Stay there.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And, Larry, I hope you're listening. I hope you have a great weekend. We're going to go to Art off the grid on line 5 now. Good morning, Art.
There we go. Hello, Art.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
It's hey,
going good, Art. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. It's a little bit of a sprinkle going on out here. So probably not going to get a whole lot done out in the yard, but, you know, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, it always usually is.
Chat room, somebody in the chat room was asking about garlic, planting garlic and shallots. Apparently they live, they live in a little bitty one-horse town, and they can't never seem to find garlic and shallots and stuff like that to plant. Well,
That's ridiculous.
Here's what I did. I found a good source. We have a local grocery store. Everybody's got a little grocery store. All you have to do is make sure that the garlic and shallots that they sell are not GMO. That's your big thing right there. If they're not GMO and they have a particular garlic or shallot that you like, it's real easy. You take them home. Just take the garlic and set it up in a windowsill. And wait until you start to see it's going to shoot out some little green tops there, and then get you a bunch of little 1-quart flower pots, and put you some good potting soil in there, and put them in there and keep them in there for about, you know, 3-4 months over the winter is the perfect time to do this. You got lots of windowsills in your house. So you want your south side windows, just set you some tables up in front of those windows there and just have a bunch of these little flower pots with your little garlic growing up. And in the spring, they'll be about 3-4 months old, and you can plant them. You do the same thing with the shallots. You just start them out that way, and in the spring you go out and plant them. You just want to make sure that you do not harvest anything for at least 3 years, because you've got to give these things time to take root, because the first year is just its growth spurt. The second year it produces the seed head, and the third year you can harvest. So it's very much like asparagus. It's the same kind of thing. You don't harvest anything for 3 years. You let it establish itself, drop its seed, spread, and on the third year you can kind of harvest about 40% and then let the other 60% go. And after that, every year you can harvest between 40 and 50% of your crop, and you're good because it's going to continue to spread. And then you just let that patch get as big, just let the patch get as big as you want it to get.
Yep, that works. That absolutely works. Yeah, in fact, we've got quite a good-sized patch right now.
Yep, and that's the simple way to solve your shallot garlic problem. And you can even do this with potatoes. If you get potatoes and start to shoot those little eyes out, just take and stick you some toothpicks in them, in the sides. If it's like a long oval shape, stick it so that you can set it long ways down in like a little one pint jar, and let it start rooting. In the spring, you're going to have all these roots floating in that water. You just take that bad boy out and stick it in the ground and let it go.
Right. You know, you can do the same thing with avocado pits, too.
Yep, you can do that with avocados. You can do that with almost any of these things, sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, any kind of potato can do it. Avocado pit, you can do it with that. You can do this with almost any type of fruit seed, except certain ones you're going to need to winterize them, which means take and keep them kind of dry, put them in, like wrap them up in some paper towel, just a little bit of moisture in there, put them in a Ziploc baggie and stick them down in the bottom of your refrigerator, and that's going to winterize them. Some of them are going to need to be done what's called scarring, which is where you kind of have to scrape and scar the outer husk if you want it to sprout. Just do
it. You know, and the easiest way I have found to do that is take a sharp gravel and put it in a coffee can, or the plastic coffee cans they come in now. Put the seeds, a handful of seeds, a handful of gravel in them, and shake the hell out of them. And that seems to work real good, Art.
Yep. So you'll just want to find out things like apple seeds and stuff like that. Those apple seed, pear seeds, things like that, those are going to be, you just winterize those in your refrigerator down in the bottom there. Things like apricot kernels and things like that, peach pits, things like that, those you're going to want to scarify. You just have to do a little research, find out what needs to be scarified, needs to be winterized, and always remember, some of your fruit trees are going to need companion plants, like apples. Some of them do not, like apricots, do not need a companion plant. You have to find out which ones need companions, which ones don't, and it doesn't hurt that when you do this, plant some fruit bushes in and amongst all of this as well.
Oh, I agree.
Turn your front yard into a food forest, folks. That's what I'm doing.
Why not?
Anyway, thanks, guys. Have a great one.
You too, Art. Thank you for your call, sir. Greatly appreciate it. And next we go to on line 9. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. How are you doing, Tim?
Oh, I'm doing good. What you up to? How you doing?
Pretty fair this morning. Pretty fair. When you were talking about the Russians earlier.
Yeah.
I have a neighbor right next door. We're very good friends. And she is a medical doctor trained in Russia, and she married the neighbor. But she was, you know, she's Russian, raised in there in Russia and so on. And I get a whole different view of the Russians than what every, you know, what is being put out about them.
Yeah, what the media says. Here's the thing, Susie. The Russians are not bad people. They're really not. They're just like us. The Russian government, just like our government, is the problem.
Well, it would be, it really isn't. It would be really great if Putin and Trump could get together, but the people are discouraging that, and they need to, because together...
wholeheartedly agree. I absolutely agree. You know, really, Trump and Putin, in a lot of ways, are the same type of individuals, in my opinion.
Yes.
You know, I don't know near as much about Putin as I do about Trump, but I know a lot about Putin. The guy's a nationalist. Trump is a nationalist. You know, and that's their overriding trait on both of them.
You have no idea how many churches have been built since Putin became in power.
Oh yeah, he's a Christian.
It's really amazing. They've just built so many. And he's very encouraging the agriculture and families and all that.
Oh, absolutely.
And the people just love him. The people love him.
Yeah, they do, just like we love Trump for exactly the same reasons.
Well, I don't know. I think they've loved him
or close
more.
To the same reasons.
Yeah, that's the way I see it.
And at one point, he was, before the international crisis and all that has, and he's had to have bodyguards, but before that, he didn't need bodyguards to go out in the public. I mean, popularity was like 87%. I mean, it was marvelous.
Yeah.
Well, I would suggest same people who would like to kill Putin would like to kill Trump. So, you know, that's the reason they both need bodyguards, is to protect themselves from the deep state.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I have no problem whatsoever, Susie, with the concept of the United States and the Russian Federation being best friends and allies. I think that would be fantastic.
And you know,
I really do.
There is another thing. There is no talk about that, what do they call it, the mast. No, I'm not saying it right. It's a strip between Ukraine and Russia. And
Crimea.
No, it's not Crimea.
No, are you talking about the Donetsk or Luhansk Republic?
It's called Donbass, and it's a strip right between there. And
right.
If you look are in the war zone, because the war is going on right there, and nobody talks about that.
Well, because it's become old news, and everything is pretty much at a stalemate right now.
What do you mean, old news? I have not ever heard of it.
Well, I think that Rick and Lori will both verify this. I had a potential contract to go there, what was it, guys, 3.5 years ago to go to Mariupol?
There's apparently an American who moved there, and I think he married a local girl, and he's been interviewed several times. And he said, those people right there, they will never give up. They will fight to the death. And if we would get out of Ukraine instead of trying to manipulate the puppet that we put in there in Ukraine, there wouldn't be any problem. And according to my neighbor, Ukraine was created during the years of the USSR.
Well, it's sort of a long story, but yes, it was given. Ukraine was given back to the Ukrainian people as a sign of goodwill by Khrushchev. I believe it was 1955. But it had originally been an independent country prior to World War II. But since Ukraine cooperated with the Nazis, the USSR took it over.
Oh.
Is the way I understand everything. Is that your understanding, Rick?
Yes, that is. That is what I think.
Okay.
You know, there were two children in my high school that Ukrainian, and I wish I had known more about things than to ask them a lot of questions.
Huh. Well, you know, hindsight's 20/20, like they say, Susie, so you didn't know any better, but...
And when we're young, we're just busy emotionally trying to survive, too.
Right, right. Yeah, I went to school with a lot of foreign nationals myself, people from Cuba, people from Vietnam, you know, people from all over the world, Scotland. I also wish I'd asked a lot more questions, but I did ask a lot. I just wish I'd asked more.
Yeah.
Oh, well, depends on who you ask.
Yeah, it does.
What Art was talking about before, I missed the word he said. He said something about repeaters, but it sounded like he was talking a bit about...
No, a
repeater. What we were talking about was ham radio.
Yes,
yeah, here's
what I thought.
Well, Susie, let me interject this, and I wanted to bring this up anyway. Anybody on the planet can go to QRZ.com. That's what? Quaker? What is Q? Jim? Quaker, Romeo, Zebra?
Quebec, Romeo, Zebra.
GoThere.com, and what you can do is that's a ham radio place where you can go, and the bottom license is a technician license. That's where everybody begins. You can take the technician's license online. It's graded instantly, repeatedly, and what will happen is you can buy the book and read it if you want to, but if you sit there with a notepad and you keep taking the test, I think you only have to get a 70% to get your license. I was getting consistent 75s and then never took the license. But you can do this for nothing. It's graded right on the spot. And they don't. Every time you begin, it's like a video game. Every time you begin again, they give you a different test, but different questions, but it's the same test. So I think they've got probably a half a dozen different tests, so you'll start to see the repeats. But, you know, when you're hitting repeaters, that is what a repeater takes your signal and then shoots it on. It's like a radio tower. It takes your signal and shoots it on. So he was talking about the repeaters, and I can hit people all over this city, depending on which repeater I go to. And we have different repeaters. We have probably 20 repeaters around here, and I can hit all my family using, just three or four of the repeaters.
Right. Now, Rick, on repeaters for ham, I know the answer for UHF, but on ham, the repeaters broadcast on one frequency, but you transmit to that repeater on another. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I don't have my license, but I believe it's a half a tick off. I believe it's...
Okay.
Literally, like, you know how trains run same track but side by side?
Right.
Like the tracks are two steps. That's, I believe that's how it goes. Like if you're going out at 158, the response will be at 158. I can't, I don't have my license and I'm not an expert by any means. But yes, it goes out one way, comes back super duper close, but not exactly the same place. But I would encourage everybody to go to QRZ.com and start
taking their practice tests, even if you don't get your license, you're going to learn a bunch of stuff. And you can get a decent Yaesu 2-meter handheld radio for a couple hundred dollars. And I am talking to people 40 and 50 miles away, reliably using those rooftop antennas that go in your car, the magnetic antennas. I can talk to anybody in my family at any time using these 2-meter handhelds. It's a really good thing. You're talking 40 miles inside the city, which is
different. Susie, we're out of time. Thank you for your call. All right, guys, we're going to be back in 3 minutes. No more time for any more calls. We'll wrap it up right after the break.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Susie.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
We're back. Okay. Any last thoughts, guys? Rick?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, here's something everybody absolutely has to know. Beet green pesto or kale pesto. Get a pen or a pencil. You have to know this, not just for a grid down situation, but for this evening. 2 cups of beet greens or kale. A half a cup of any kind of nut, and that can be pumpkin seeds, almonds, walnuts, whatever. A few cloves of garlic, 2 to 5 cloves of garlic, 1 teaspoon of sea salt,
and a little bit of apple cider vinegar, maybe a couple of tablespoons, and you need a half a cup of oil. Take the nuts and the beet greens and the garlic and the sea salt and the vinegar and put it in a blender and pulse it a few times, and then start tilting in your half a cup of olive oil. When that is kind of smooth, that goes over hot spaghetti, hot pasta, hot angel hair pasta, hot linguine, hot whatever. I could eat this as a meal all by myself, but you can also have it with a little piece of meat as well. It's a wonderful, it's the best way to eat kale that I've ever found. Or beet greens. This time of year, they're basically bug-free. You know, you got perfect beet greens, perfect kale. Great way to use it. We should probably put that up online.
Send it to me by email, and I will.
You don't cook it. You don't cook it. It's 10 minutes to make. Maybe I think I can do it in 5. It's the way to fly. So any thoughts, Tim?
Well, folks, yeah, I got one. And I said the same thing last week, but it's really important. Vote. November 6th, get out there and vote. Yeah. Please, unless you want Nancy Pelosi and Claire McCaskill and people like that running the show, please, please vote. If you can do early voting, do it now. You know, just in case something breaks.
Well, you saw what she put out to her agenda. If she gets her job back, she did this on the 16th. Yeah. I guess that was Wednesday. She said she wants to take away the guns and she wants to open up the southern border. That's the kind of thing you're looking for. There's your.
Yeah, this midterm is so important.
More than people think.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know a lot of people don't like to vote in midterms, but if we lose control of the House or the Senate, or God forbid both, Trump's entire agenda is sunk.
Well, you see how much obstructing they've done so far, and they're not in control of anything. If they get control of the House, it'll be on steroids. Next 2 years, we'll get nothing done.
I agree. Or worse yet, there'll be more border fence built. Military buildup will be killed off. Veterans affairs will be harmed forever. The list just goes on and on and on. Well, anyway, folks, it's been a really quick show. 2 hours seemed like 20 minutes to me. Hope everybody has a fun and safe weekend. And God bless America and God rest the souls of Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee. Have a good one, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.